Good evening, everybody. You sound in good voice? All ready for a good sing?
Yes.
Feeling joyful?
Yes.
All right, let's get the show on the road then. We will proceed as per the sheet. And if you're doing a reading, please come up during the last verse. And so we open in prayer. All creation holds its breath. The time is almost here. The heavenly choir of angels waits for its cue to sing. Excitement is all around us. Prepare your hearts. The grace of God takes on human form. Good news, Emmanuel, God with us, comes to us. We gather to make ready our hearts for the coming of Christ, our hope. Amen. Thank you, Doc.
The reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For us, to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen.
Glory. reading from Micah 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labour bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and his shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Let us pray. Light of the world, you step down onto from the darkness. Open our eyes, help us see. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us your Son and showing us your unfailing love by Jesus being born as a human baby to identify with us and reveal more of your love for us. Thank you that you bring life, hope, joy and peace as we turn to you in our deepest need. Lord, there is so much need in our world today. Thank you that you know, you care, and you understand. Please be with those in special need today in their personal lives, those who've lost loved ones as a result of war, physical violence, or sickness. Help them to turn to you in their need and to find hope and peace in you. We pray for those who are homeless as a result of tragedy, personal tragedy, or as a result of war. We think particularly, Lord, of those suffering in the wars in Israel and Gaza, in Ukraine and Russia, in Congo and Uganda, in Thailand and Cambodia, and in South America. And Lord, very especially this recent atrocity, Lord, in Australia, we pray, Lord, that you'll be with all the people there who are suffering at this time. Raise up peacemakers, Lord, who know you, who will hear and answer prayer. And Lord, raise up men of integrity who will work tirelessly for peace. Especially this time of the year, Lord, we pray for the lonely and the aged and the sick in our own community. Open our eyes to see the needs of those around us and help us to show your love and mercy to them. Your word says, always be full of joy in the Lord. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him when you know, and then you will know peace. Thank you, Father, that that's true for us today as we come to you. Thank you, Father, for the message of Christmas. Thank you that the Lord Jesus brings hope, joy, and peace. Thank you that he died to bring us salvation and you raised him from the dead in order to reveal to us just how much you love us. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you at any time of the day or night and know that you're always there and that you're always here. May we know your joy and peace this Christmas time, whatever our circumstances. We ask it in your name and for the glory of Jesus. Amen.
Joseph and the angel. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because of what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard about it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you.
As I shared earlier, today is the third Sunday of Advent, a season of waiting, of preparation and repentance. It's a time to quieten our hearts, separate ourselves from the busyness of our chaotic society, and turn our eyes to the promise of the coming Messiah. All over the world, believers will light candles on this Sunday to illuminate the darkness and wait in joyful expectation for a Saviour promised, but one who had not yet come. In many traditions, today's candle will be pink. Who knew? Also known as the Shepherd's Candle, which symbolizes their joyful anticipation as they journey to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus, the long-awaited Saviour of the world. As we continue to approach Christmas Day, and as I said this morning, it's 11 sleeps to go. Our joy grows more and more. I tried that one this morning and I got a similar response. So as we light the candle for joy, I always remember when I was at Sunday school that our teachers used the acronym for joy, and it was Jesus, others, and then they did something weird with their fingers, Y, for yourself. Jesus, others, yourself, not as the world sees it today as a silent J, ourselves, and then anyone else. I often quote C.S. Lewis, particularly at Christmas, you find. And he said, joy is the serious business of heaven. Joy is the serious business of heaven. And I think as he was saying that, he was looking at the meaning that the true, deep joy isn't the frivolous emotion, but a profound reality rooted in God's presence, reflecting our ultimate purpose and destination, and that we should pursue it actively, even in hardship, as a spiritual discipline and foretaste of the eternal life to come for all those who believe. Joy is not just fleeting happiness. It's about finding contentment and strength in God, making it a core, meaningful pursuit. Not a distraction from the earthly struggles, because we'll still have those, but a way to navigate through them. And as we shine, as I keep saying to people, shine, like Dot shining tonight with her nice lights. I want you to get even more shiny as we get nearer to Christmas. This joy is a beacon from the glory of God, a reflection of his goodness. And pursuing it gives all the glory back to him. But joy is also countercultural. It's a way to live as a Christian in a non-Christian world, demonstrating freedom and faith where others might expect despair. Reading the angel's message, as we heard earlier in Luke 2, we find shepherds going about their typical day, grazing and watering their flocks, protecting them from predators and theft. The day was probably like any normal day, one I imagine filled with those familiar things that you do when you're passing time, telling each other tales, moaning about the weather, because I'm sure they do that in Israel as well. It's not just an English thing, surely. And probably sharing music, because we know, like David, that he would play music on his harp and sing. But it was just, you know, for those hardy, ordinary shepherds, it was just another day. And the Christmas passage that we heard always makes me smile when the angel announces as it arrives in the ordinary, do not be afraid. Well, I don't know about you, I jump out of my skin. And as for not being afraid, well, an angel bursts into the normal, the ordinary, the typical day, and says, do not be afraid. As I've shared before, we find that statement, or its equivalent, do not fear, 365 times in the Bible, one for each day of the year. Do not fear, do not be afraid. You can count them if you've got an odd moment over Christmas. And so in my times of reflection, I've come to believe that the order of this angelic declaration is everything. Before we can receive joy or the promise of a Messiah, we must stop fearing what is in front of us or unnaturally within us. In this case, a supernatural being breaks into the midnight hour of that ordinary evening. In our case, it may be love breaking through into a diagnosis of illness, or a place of loss, or a time of worry. Advent's beauty is that the messenger has broken through in the middle of our realities, the places that we live and play and work, and speaks those words into each one of us. Do not be afraid. Your identity is not the mistakes that you've made. You are not the diagnosis that you've been given. You are not what has been said over you. Stop being afraid of what is before you. Stop being fearful so that you can focus on the joy of what is coming to pass. I bring you good news of great joy. A Saviour has come just for you, each one of us, in the middle of our ordinary. He's meeting us where we are, and we will not be afraid. I used in my opening call to worship this morning from Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And if we read that passage in the Message, it paraphrases it, celebrate God all day, every day, I mean revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you are on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up at any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life. So joy is the serious business of heaven. It leaves us with a heavenly mindset. It's more than happiness, and we have to be disciplined in it. While earthly life presents challenges, the ultimate reality of heaven is joy. Making the pursuit and expression of that joy is vital. It's that meaningful matter for believers, as it connects us to our true eternal purpose. So whatever this week brings to you, as you reflect on the shepherd's candle or the candle of joy, let its pink light symbolise the joy of Christ's coming. It represents joy and celebration, as the shepherds did when they heard the angel's announcement of the Saviour's birth. Reflect on the joy that Christ brings into your life and the ways that you can share that joy with others. The psalmist says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Shout for joy before the Lord, your King. So as I said this morning, be Advent people. Prepare the way for Jesus, reaching out to those in need, sharing love and light with others, sharing joy with others, and spreading the good news of salvation. Let's pray. Lord, as we celebrate the joy of your coming, fill our hearts with the joy that comes from knowing you. May we share that joy with others. Emmanuel, God with us, may we pause amidst the busyness and excitement of Christmas to thank you again for lowering yourself and entering our world as one of us. Thank you, Father God, that you have a plan, a rescue plan for each one of us. Thank you for being with us in every moment of our lives. Thank you that we will never have to be alone because you are God with us. You love us so much that you are here with each of us always, even when we don't recognize it. May each moment of our days be filled with that life-strengthening truth as we take our places as children of God and bring praise and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we're going to take that joy now and we're going to really blast it out, aren't we, Nigel? Joy to the world. Go for it. Blessing by Tom Schumann. God comes, so don't let go of all the reasons to rejoice. We will sing a song of Advent to the one who fills our lives with joy. God comes, so don't stop lifting your prayers with thanksgiving, for we will sing a song of Advent to the one who hears our words and silence. God comes. So don't stop giving your hearts to God, for you will sing a song of Advent to the one who graces us with a peace that we cannot understand. God comes, so don't stop being Advent people, reaching out to those in need and sharing love, joy and light with others. Amen. And please come and join us for tea in the room.